This is Free Talk Live. We are kicking off the second hour of the program, inviting you to take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on our site for free. In fact, the main feature of the site is focused on you, the listener, and allowing you to actually create the content of the website by submitting different show prep suggestions to freetalklive.com and then having other listeners vote as to whether they like or dislike them, meaning that the most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the website, meaning more people will see them and click on them and read them and that sort of thing. So go to freetalklive.com, get interactive. Joining you tonight in the studio, it is Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
As we go to the phones here, we actually are in the middle of an email about violence. It's a two-question email. I think we covered the first one fairly extensively. We'll get to the second one here in a moment. But first, let's talk to David in New Hampshire. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, David.
I was just going to kind of defend violence to some extent. I appreciate the fellow that talked about, not using it or finding some way around it or something like that. He's with you. I forget his name. Sorry.
Dale? All of us.
Yeah.
I think most Dale. All of us are against the idea of violence. And in general, I'm not quite a pacifist, but I am toying with the idea.
This is a scenario I'm thinking of. I always think of high school and stuff like that. What if somebody's getting bullied and they're not a fighter and they're not a person inclined to violence? What if their life is being made like hell and stuff? And a lot of times I think if somebody intervenes who at least poses a legitimate threat of violence and intervenes, they can make that person's life way better. And I think
I agree.
That is,
well, it gets a really complicated situation, and it might, you know, it may work. I mean, threatening them might actually get them to back down, and I can't deny that. If you really want to, you know, figure out how to solve problems without using violence, I think maybe there'd be a lot of other things you could try, you know, to get them to change that behavior, or you know.
Maybe, but at
and
that
I don't think you
the,
should, the worst thing about the worst thing that causes bullying is being forced in a situation where you have to hang around someone that you know you wouldn't otherwise have to.
Right, public
my
school.
First thought is I would avoid that person, you know. And public school is, the main places they talk about on the School Sucks podcast. The worst places for bullying are places where people are forced together, or pretty much the only places where bullying happens. And the worst is the prisons. Next is. I can't remember what one of them is. One of them is schools, of course.
Military?
Public.
Military.
You know, military.
Hazing.
Yeah.
Military. It's like, it's basically jails, prisons.
Government institutions,
schools.
Right?
Yeah, places where you're forced to be with a group of people that you're not necessarily compatible with. You know?
Right, you don't see bullying a lot in the workplace. I'm certain it happens, but, you know, I couldn't see myself putting up with bullying too much. You know, maybe a situation where some guy gets too loud in a bar or something, you know, and I'm going to let that roll off my back. But in a work situation, that's something entirely different, you know?
Well, I mean, it's nice for us to sit here and say, well, yeah, you should get your kids out of the government school, and I agree. But a lot of people don't feel like that's an option for them.
Yeah.
And so then they've got to deal with a situation where the government bureaucrats aren't going to do anything about it. And I totally understand where David's coming from, which is why I say you're entirely justified in getting involved and stepping in and rescuing that person from being attacked.
You know, if you're being bullied in school, I think a lot of kids are really, really worried about saving face in front of their friends and other people. And so I think you have to ask yourself, well, what's more important to me? My beliefs, which are very, you know, how important is your belief against violence? And are you willing to not, you know, to lose some face with people who are going to judge you because you didn't fight back, because you didn't fight someone who was trying to bully you?
Well, there's also
because you could do things that will say they'll help that situation, but that might make you less popular with people or something, right?
There's also things like Aikido and Jiu-Jitsu, which basically don't use violence, but they'll use the attacker's momentum upon themselves. So they're, you know, like hand moves that will bring somebody down to the ground.
How can you say that's not violence?
If a guy grabs you and
see,
then you hold his hand while you turn your arm in a certain direction, I mean, you know, he goes flipping around or it breaks his arm or whatever, he had to attack you. And I think that there's different. Violence just sounds so final. If you're doing mm-hmm. what you need to do, the minimum that it takes to avoid harm, I think that there needs to be another word.
Another word for that?
There's another word for that out there. There should be. And there isn't really one. So, like, there's this path of sort of least resistance. Because I think getting your face pummeled to the ground by some big dork is not the path of least resistance. It doesn't help everybody because now you've made the dork commit to a path. It's a felony, right? He's committed to that path, or you allowed him to commit to that path. And you have to deal with the hospitalizations and whatever else you have to deal with. So if you just take his one hand grab on you, put him down to the ground, suddenly you've got a whole different scenario.
Yeah, I mean, the definition of violence is the exercise of an instance of physical force usually affecting or intended to affect injury. So if you're just intending to stop the attack, what's the word for that? What is there a word? I mean, maybe we just don't know it. Maybe violence is so commonly used, nobody ever uses that. A stoppage?
Well, one thing I know is that the people that don't use violence are the much higher form of person. I that's for sure.
And it's tough not to use violence because I think that we've kind of been
it's
trained.
One of the first places I go to.
Yeah.
Well, I say if you value peace more than being popular at school or something. I say that like it's a straightforward approach to things, but I also know that when I was a kid, I didn't think the same way I do now. I was much more concerned with what people thought of me. I mean, my whole world was, you know, to some extent wanting to be liked more, and I wasn't a popular kid in school, and I understand that that's not easy, but I think a lot of it comes down to that is that, you know, a lot of, you know, standing up to the bully is about sort of presenting a certain image to the people around you and being seen a certain way. And if you love peace more than you care about that, then you might, you know, there's a lot of things you can do to avoid the being attacked by the bully that just may not seem very appealing.
Maybe peace restoration as a better word, because, like, for instance, I was watching this video about people in kind of groupthink and it was these kind of hidden camera footage of people ignoring others who were in a stressful or dangerous situation. So, for instance, there would be people that were walking by this guy that was laying by some steps of a building in a city, clutching himself and, like, screaming in pain. Just people walking by and ignoring him, not even stopping to say, hey, are you all right?
This is a big city, though. I mean, that's just...
I know, there's always an excuse. People are busy, they've just, got things
well,
to do.
You know, in big cities, you're dealing with a larger population of the mentally ill.
Sure, it could be some drunk. You know, I understand that, Mark. I'm just saying. Then there was another one I think was much more persuasive, which was this, they set up this guy and this little girl, maybe, I don't know, 6 years old or something like that, and it was all a setup to see who would respond. And he would come up and grab her in a public place with people walking by, and she would yell out stuff like, hey, you're not my dad! You're not my dad! Let go of me! And just to see what people would do. And most people just did nothing.
Wow.
And so in a situation like that, if you were to step in, you'd be restoring the peace. You wouldn't be attempting to inflict, unless you did attempt to inflict some sort of punishment on that person, if you just separated the two and then kept him away from her, would that be considered violent? I mean, you did initiate, you went in, you broke the grip, you pulled her away. I would love to have a better word for that, if not violence. Because I think that is an entirely correct
action.
No,
I don't have a problem with that.
Right.
Like, I mean, you're not trying to hurt the guy.
Right.
You're trying to, you know, stop him from doing something. You're trying to stop him from hurting someone else, you know.
So prevention? Stoppage?
I personally don't have a problem with that.
Intervention,
like, I think I would do the same thing. I would try to do something. I probably wouldn't try to hurt him. But, you know.
Yeah. Just to stop the aggression, the attack, and to set things back to peace. Hey, David, thanks for the thoughts tonight.
Thanks.
Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I'd love your input on this discussion here. 800-259-9231. Or you can bring up anything. Now, of course, there's also the practical aspect of violence in a situation. That brings us to question number two, which we'll get to here in a bit. Also, we'll take your calls about anything at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
In 2010, we were fighting for your rights. In 2019, we are fighting for our lives.
The last illusions of economic stability have shattered, revealing the financial dystopia that lies beneath the surface. The Federal Reserve has run out of lies and out of time. Those who stand for liberty will right their wrongs or die trying. Get involved with the epic animated feature-length film, Silver Circle, at SilverCircleMovie.com.
Just remember, when they control the money, they control everything.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com host you.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study, called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutrition tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the buy 3 get 1 free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at DiabeticHealthSolution.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
You're listening to Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever might happen to be on your mind. You don't have to stay on topic. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Though we are looking for people's opinions on violence, and specifically another word. What's a better word than violence for instance, just restoring the peace? Stopping an attacker without actually dealing extra blows to him, you know, in some sort of punishment aspect. Is violence the right term for that? I don't know if I agree with you, Mark. I don't think it is the right term for that. But what else is there?
At least a catch. It's too big of a catch-all.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, because the violence could be it's everything from kidnapping children, cutting their heads off, sticking them on stakes around your yard, and using their tongues as dishwashing material, to.
God.
I'm just saying, it's all the way to, taking an attacker's body weight through the uses of dodges, taps, and nudges in order to put him on the ground.
Yeah, so your thoughts are welcome, or bring up anything at 800-259-9231, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You will find that our features on the site are totally free. They include news updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com. Get on the various different lists. We've got our updates list, which is via email. You can also follow us on Twitter or Facebook. Go to news.freetalklive.com.
So what's the reason that you don't write your congressperson on important issues? Is it because you know it's pointless? It doesn't have to be that way. Your voice can be raised with tens of thousands of others. Go to downsizedc.org and sign up today. They send out emails several times a week letting you know about the important things that are going on in Washington, D.C., that the thieves in Congress are dealing with. And right now they've been sending out stuff on the Disclose Act. Apparently, Downsize D.C., along with all the others, citizen action committees, have managed to put that one underground for now. It's DownsizeDC.org. I am a member, and you should be too.
All right, let's continue with your phone calls. We'll get back to the question about violence here in a moment that came in via email, but Bruce is listening to WCER in Akron, Ohio. Bruce, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there. Bruce?
Hello, how you doing?
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
You're going this topic of violence. I was going to ask what you thought of Jesus teaching about turning the other cheek.
That's what I would like to say I would do.
Hard to do, though.
Right.
I heard a version of Jesus turning the other cheek recently where someone said that what that was daring them to do it again, meaning he would do something if they did it a second time. Like, give them a chance, I was like, wow,
that's not
the
way
dirty
I was talking.
I know,
about.
This is the Dirty Harry Jesus version of Jesus. I was a bit skeptical of that interpretation, needless to say.
I wanted to ask what you guys thought about Mr. Minajad saying that the 9/11 attack might have been an inside job and the American Assembly walked out on him.
I don't know. There's a lot of people who believe that.
Yeah. A whole lot of Americans believe that, myself included. How about you guys?
I don't have an opinion.
I don't know what happened on 9/11. I know what the government story is, and you could call that, like, you put that on the far right side of a chart, and I know what, like, the 9/11 truth version.
There's
I've heard that version on the complete opposite side, and I think the reality is somewhere in the middle. I'm almost certain that we are not getting the straight story. I would say almost with certainty that the government is not giving us the complete story, and I would say almost with certainty that all these people that claim to know exactly what happened aren't exactly correct either.
Yep,
so it's probably somewhere in the middle.
I don't know exactly what happened, but
it doesn't matter to me. That's the thing. It's kind of like if I found out this guy was if there was this guy and he had admitted to murdering 200 people, let's say. And I saw this group obsessing about this one murder that he had not admitted to, that was really obscure, but like there was some evidence that maybe he did or maybe he didn't. I'm like, he killed 200 people! Who cares if he killed 201? He's a murderer, right? And that's the way I look at our government. So,
they're liars.
Look how many people that they've openly killed and aren't ashamed of it. Look how many innocent people they've put in jail for drugs or things that do not have victims. They are not crimes. Look at the things. Look at the people they killed overseas. The brown people that they consider to be lesser people because of stupid things. I look at all that and I go, why are we obsessing over this?
Oh, we are.
Who
not.
Cares?
Some people are.
I used the collective we, which is a mistake to use on this show, but.
Yeah, I feel
obviously,
like,
I am not obsessing over it.
I feel like the people that believe that 9/11 is the way, that so-called 9/11 truth is the way to bring people into the liberty movement because, well, that's how they were brought in, is I think it's a mistake personally, because I think it's the most ineffective method of bringing people to the conclusion that government is evil, that government hurts people, that government does things that are harmful to peaceful people. I think that trying to convince someone of this conspiracy theory is one of the most difficult ways to go about doing that, when there's this plethora of evidence all around. I mean, we just read a story last night.
Look at the obvious stuff. Look at the stuff out in the open they're doing.
But there's no question, where there's no hypothesizing that is necessary, where there's no speculating that is necessary in order to show that the governments are, by their nature, violent monopolies and they hurt people. That's how I feel about it.
What do you think? The president had an interview with Bob Woodard, and he basically said, we can absorb a terrorist attack. I mean, what do you make of making a statement like that?
Who, Obama said that?
Oh, Obama said that in an interview.
We can absorb a terrorist attack?
Because we got to do to prevent it, but, you know, we absorb 9/11 and we can absorb another one.
Well, I suppose that he's right. I mean, if terrorists attack the United States, that we will absorb it in the sense that, you know, life will go on.
Well, you know, there's
you don't think it's
a couple thing to think about, but if you know, the odds of being of any particular person being the victim of a terrorist attack are minuscule compared to a bajillion other things that you ought to be more afraid of, that you can do stuff about and so forth.
Hey,
so
American,
I do think it, and the whole idea of absorbing it is an awfully, sort of a callous way of saying it, but the reality is that we're waging wars in theory to protect us from something which it's a bit silly in the big scheme of things.
Well, if you think about it, the American people are absorbing terrorism all the time. The U.S. government is a terrorist organization, and they're constantly threatening people. They're hurting people. They're constantly stealing from people and threatening them with violence, and people absorb that all the time.
You don't think he could be preparing us for an October surprise before the elections?
I don't know. People have been speculating about that stuff for years. There was a speculation on an October surprise last year.
Are you making a prediction now?
No, I'm not making a prediction, but it's awful funny. He would make a statement like that.
Well, I mean, no, make a prediction. Go out on a limb.
Well, I'm not making a prediction.
Okay.
Bruce, this is where the rabbit hole goes.
Yeah, you're going down the rabbit hole.
This is where the rabbit hole goes, though. Because if George Bush was in on it, then Barack Obama has to be in on it. Yeah. Then all the other, there's a whole bunch of...
I think they're both in on it.
What's that? Right.
I think the Republicans, they're both controlled, don't you?
I understand, but you know, now you're. This is what I'm saying. The rabbit hole leads to. Then there's a whole bunch of people that work for the government that have to be in on it, right? There's air traffic controllers and fighter pilots and people that planted the bombs or whatever. A whole bunch of people that would have to be in on this. And now the speculation is not only is there an elite cabal of people, but that there's these evil yes men that will do anything and say anything and kill thousands of people upon the whims of these guys. And
Dick Cheney told the NORAD to stand down, you know, the jets to defend our country when we were getting hit.
I'm just not interested in speculating about that stuff. It may be, if it's true, then it's true. But there's so much out in the open that I already don't trust Obama or any of the other politicians.
Yep. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. If you ever thought that they would protect you in the first place, you've been fooled. 800-259-9231. They have zero obligation to provide you with any protection. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
It's the end of summer blowout sale at HerbalHealer.com.
Now take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on colloidal silver.
500 parts per million, pharmaceutical grade.
All sizes from 2 ounces to a gallon on sale.
It's simply the best colloidal silver available.
And CoQ10 100 milligrams with hawthorn.
An exceptional supplement for heart and arterial health.
Is only $19.
Plus, get the number one arthritis supplement, glucosamine chondroitin.
60 caps for only $12.
Where?
HerbalHealer.com.
Super Femplex and Super Maleplex, both great formulas for reproductive tonification,
are on sale now. 90 tabs, only $15.
Need a safe and mild colon detoxifier?
Herbal Healer Academy's Colon Enhancer large 250 capsule bottle is now only $18. There's so much more at herbalhealer.com,
but not much time.
The end of summer blowout sale ends October 13th.
New customers get a free catalog with your first order.
Log on and hit the summer specials now at herbalhealer.com.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing.
Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous one-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Attention gun owners. You're into guns and many people you know are into guns. Well, someone needs to maintain, clean, and repair those guns, and it could be you. Now get a free how-to gunsmith DVD sampler from AGI, the American Gunsmithing Institute. Learn the art of professional gunsmithing as a part or full-time career. Develop a lucrative business by learning the art of gunsmithing through over 71 exclusive DVD training courses. Get started today by ordering our free DVD sampler video and catalog at AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. See how to quickly learn firearm disassembly, reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. To order your free DVD sampler and catalog, call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Ask about a bonus $10 savings coupon when you call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com.
Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder seeds and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. And call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and you'll find features there like our listening options, live streams. We've got them, broadband and dial-up versions. There are some new links that are available there to make tuning in hopefully a little bit easier for you. And you can find those over at listen.freetalklive.com. When you're over there, you'll also find other options for listening, including our webcam, our listen lines, which allow you to call via any phone, and that can dial long distance and listen to Free Talk Live around the clock, as also our live streams, the broadband and dial-up versions, also are 24/7 Free Talk Live, the latest episode, all the time at listen.freetalklive.com. The listening options brought to you by QualityRentals.com.
I want you to think about that, the child that's most special to you right now, and when should you start teaching them about the ideas of liberty? I figure you can't start soon enough. An Island Called Liberty is a picture book for children, and I read it to my son Jack all the time. He loves it. It's kind of like Ayn Rand meets Dr. Seuss. It's simple rhymes, graceful story, and beautiful illustrations on every page make it one of any child's favorites. Go now to freemarketunderdog.com. You can see some samples there. Order today. Get a 10% discount for listeners of Free Talk Live with the coupon code FTL, An Island Called Liberty at freemarketunderdog.com.
All right, you take control. We go to your phone calls. Ed is in Louisiana. Ed, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Hello, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
What's on your mind?
Look, I have a concern about our government as well. I believe that we've been derailed from our system. Our government has taken laws, used word magic, made them obtuse, made them where we can't understand them, and we don't have a system where we get to watch our government. Our system has been derailed because we don't have a system where we can watch what our government passes as laws. I mean, we could do research and do all that, but why don't C-SPAN have a channel where they have a commentator that all he does is tell what laws are being passed or debated, tell who sponsors those laws, and tell the pros and cons of that laws, and they
who
could even have proponents and opponents
that?
Come on and debate those laws. They can actually, you know, tell us the ramifications
matter?
Of those laws.
What would matter? That's, look, I understand where you're coming from. Like, you want to be informed about what goes on in Washington,
transparency would be really great.
Yeah, but what would it matter? I mean, who the hell is going to sit there and watch? Who watches C-SPAN as it is, except the most hardcore political junkies that are already kind of tuned into some of this information? And so who would sit there and watch this mind-numbing programming? And also, even if you were sitting there watching it and gathering this information, what would it do to change anything? What would your becoming more informed about what they're doing do to actually change anything? Because they're not gonna not pass or pass a law based on what you say about it. I mean, look at what happened with the bailouts that came around back
in
the
TARP. Maybe
it was when Bush was getting ready to leave office, and he did that first round of bailouts, and everybody was all upset about doing these bailouts, and they were calling, and it was like the statistics were something like 90+% of people that were calling
99+%
were saying, look, don't do this, and they didn't care, they did it anyway. So I guess I just don't understand why you'd even spend time on that.
Well, what I'm saying, my point is that the loopholes that they insert into laws that we would be aware of as well, instead of having a left-right paradigm with the Democrats watching what the Republicans can do and the Republicans watching what the Democrats could do, we could watch what they're doing and we could take advantage, and that way they wouldn't put loopholes in and make just certain people available to or access to that knowledge. And that's what would stop it. If we had enough outrage whenever they were passing something that we didn't agree with, that people would stand up and say, look, you're going to get voted out, and make sure our voting is done in a manner that we can make sure that it got derailed a long time ago, though. The American people are nothing but zombies now. They don't watch nothing. But listen, here's one other thing I want to talk about. This,
well, wait, before you get to your one other thing, there was a lot there. And the idea that the American people are going to stand up and say anything to these politicians is just fallacious. I mean, they've been saying the same things.
Well,
election
when they do
season,
say something, they don't get listened to.
Election season after election season. That was my first point, that no one cares what you have to say to the politicians. They don't care. And they're not worried about you voting them out, because 90+% of the politicians that are in office, the incumbents, will be reelected. And everybody thinks there's going to be some sort of clean sweep and they're going to change things this year. And it's just nonsense. It really is. And even if they do put a bunch of new people in, it is only rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic, and it will do nothing to make government smaller or less intrusive or less expensive into people's lives.
Seriously, it's time to get disillusioned with that and quit trying to fix your problems by fixing the government, because it ain't going to get fixed. You got to work outside of it or work around it, or, you know, just it's not going to get, the government's going to stay the way it is, and just figure out what you're going to do based on that fact. It's always going to be bigger and bigger than it was last year. It's always going to be more intrusive than it was last year until it finally just collapses on itself from just totally being incompetent and being unable to sustain the big would you even call it, contrivance anymore. Eventually, it's just going to collapse on itself. But until then, you just have to deal with it as it is. I think it's not going to change.
Okay, that is the popular idea, that that eventually it will collapse in on itself. And just like Rome and the fall of every other empire, it has to happen. But what are we going to let them take us down with them? That's what we have to do. We have to decide what we're going to do whenever this collapse happens. Are we going to let the same people reinsert themselves? Or are we going to start looking at who's doing what? It got derailed too long ago for us to fix it now. You're right. It's futile to make any attempt to make any changes in this country, because all it's like they say, Stalin said, it matters not which candidate they vote for. All votes are for us. So that's where we've gotten to, and we allow this. And I tell people this, and they go, well, what can I do? I can't do nothing about it. And that's how it got this way, because nobody.
Yeah, what you're saying there is absolutely true, and it's a good question as to, well, what do you do in that event, or what do you do to prepare for that event? And I think that some people that have joined the Free State Project have the right idea. If you love liberty and you understand that being free means, and that is allowing others to be free and honoring your neighbor's choices, even if you disagree with them, and you know, as long as you don't hurt anybody else, you should be free to do what you want. If you agree with that philosophy, then moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project is, I think, one of the best choices you can make. Bringing liberty-minded people together who understand these concepts to the same place to concentrate their activism is the best thing that can be done to prepare for what is inevitable. As you say, these governments are going to collapse, and the idea of replacing the government with a new government is a terrible one. The federal government governments, period, are it's just a kind of decrepit old idea that needs to go. Certainly, the federal government definitely needs to go, and so hopefully we can see New Hampshire perhaps have some level of secession prior to the actual failure of the United States federal government. I think that would be a nice political solution.
At least some kind of nullification.
Yeah, there you go. Jump ship. The Titanic is sinking, so...
Yeah, get the heck out.
You know, quit trying to fix it.
And start creating the alternatives now, like the alternative money. For instance, we're seeing that starting to happen up here with some people coming out with silver barter currencies, things like that, silver-backed paper currencies that are distributed in the way that the silver is kept, so it's not all in one vault. We're starting to see some innovation in those areas. And so coming up with alternatives to the state government services is something else that can happen. But it will only happen if you get the right people together in the same place. And that's why I think the Free State Project is really the linchpin of achieving liberty in our lifetime. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. And if I may, can I make one more comment about the 9/11 issue, please?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. On this with Ahmadinejad coming in and going into the United Nations Assembly and sitting there and telling everybody in the world that the U.S. and Israel responsible for 9/11, it's done nothing but made the people who see the truth about 9/11 become Muslim sympathizers all of a sudden. Anybody who speaks up about 9/11 now is going to be accused of being a Muslim sympathizer.
Oh,
that's what's
going to
happen.
I don't know about that. Just more likely be accused of being a kook. I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Not that you are necessarily, but 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have a product or service that you can sell to a national audience? Free Talk Live is a nationally syndicated talk show on more than 80 talk radio stations from Alaska to Florida. We've been named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 list. That's the 100 most important radio talk shows in the nation twice. And the number one political podcast on podcastawards.com 4 out of the last 5 years. You can have access to our 80-plus stations and our large and loyal podcast audience for as little as $500 a month. Contact me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Morsels. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. A balanced diet is important, but so is the occasional treat. Working with your kids to bake a dessert from scratch helps them to appreciate it even more, and it keeps them from resenting having to eat their veggies every other day. Plus, baking is a perfect excuse to spend time with your kids, since just being together is a treat. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Are you fed up with government of, by, and for the banksters and gangsters? Are you ready for a patriotic newspaper that pulls no punches, that tells it the way it is about the forces that have taken over and are destroying the United States from within? The Nationalist Times has been informing and educating Americans every month since 1985. The Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. If you believe it's far past time to get America back on track, you need to be reading America's best political publication. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for the special introductory rate of just $29 for 1 year. Subscribe today by sending $29 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's $29 for 1 year to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. Day complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, and you'll find that the features there are free. So enjoy those on us and freetalklive.com. By the way, one of the things you can do over there is help support the show because, well, the site's free. You might want to send us some money on a voluntary basis, in which case you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money and reinvest it into the show and get on more radio stations as well as more internet connections, getting more people's ears over at amp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up with any major credit card, PayPal, some alternative options. Get perks like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, forum, the Amp Only podcast, and more. Get the details. Get signed up. amp.freetalklive.com as we go to KB, listening in Kansas. KB, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark. KB?
I just wondered if you heard anything more on that global transaction tax that they're trying to push at the United Nations this past week.
No, I've not heard anything on that at all.
About 5 cents on $1,000, but I think they're just trying to get their foot in the door, just like the income tax started in 1913 at 1%, and it was to tax all the rich people, but all the rich people like the Rockefellers started the foundations, and I just wonder if you heard anything new on it.
Well, no, we never really heard anything beyond from one of our callers in the first place, I don't think, about that. So, no, I have not heard anything. But I think if you're right, and that is something that they're trying to do, I think you're probably right in that that would be their approach, would be to get the foot in the door. I think that speculation is accurate.
Well, I think another thing we've got to watch is that they don't put it in one of these 2,000-page reformed health care bills,
well,
too.
You watch that. I, for one, am not going to watch what they do in the federal government because I know they're going to screw us, and I don't really – it doesn't matter to me what they put in
nothing
there.
You can do about it anyway. So you're right. Basically just losing sleep over something that's completely out of your control.
Yeah. I'm not going to pay. I'm going to avoid consenting to as much as I possibly can and avoid paying them as much as I possibly can. And I think thank you for the call tonight, KB. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So this idea is alive and well in America that, well, if we just keep an eye on them federal government guys, they'll we'll whip them into shape. It's still alive and well out there. We just need to elect the right people.
Well, and that's just, you know, you might point out some hazard that Obama brought along and go, look at this. If we had not gotten Obama into here, we would have avoided that. Yeah, you'd be in the midst of some other horrible, who knows yep. what hazard. I mean, and you know, who can possibly speculate about which one is going to be the lesser evil? I
yeah.
don't know. It's
The people say that Obama lengthened the recession with his policies, and I'd have to agree with that. However, the Republicans, I mean, these wars that we've been participating in are a good indicator of, you know, they're one of the causes of this recession that we're dealing with. All the productivity is going into things that they send out to go kaboom. They're spending $400, as I understand it, per gallon of diesel fuel that they burn over there, and they're using them to air condition tents.
Right, you had said it was $100 and yeah. you'd been corrected. Apparently
yeah.
it's $4.
Yeah, somebody showed me documentation that was in fact $4. So $400 is what it costs to get a gallon of diesel fuel over there. It's crazy. So you're claiming the Republicans would have done better? No, they'd have amped up this war in the graveyard of empires.
I don't care if it's $4 a gallon. They're killing people.
Yeah.
So yeah, again, this idea is alive and well, and it's just you have to wonder when folks are going to wake up to it. Americans are so ingrained into this concept that the federal government is savable, that all they just have to do is just elect the right people. And now there's the Tea Party, so they're rallying people together, and they're getting them all whipped up into a frenzy, and they're talking about freedom. Of course, they don't really care about freedom, because if they cared about freedom, they'd be talking about ending the war, or they'd be talking about allowing people to come here and make a better life for themselves by immigrating and that sort of thing. So they don't really understand what
I'm
freedom
I'm not telling
means.
People not to do anything, either. I'm just saying, do something productive. Don't quit trying to fix the federal government.
It's not
yeah, you are wasting you are losing sleep for nothing. You are just the time you spend watching the news and worrying about it. You are wasting that time, and certainly the effort and money and time that you spend trying to affect politics on a federal level. At the very least, I believe it anywhere actually, but especially on the federal level, you know, you are wasting all those resources. Do something, but do something based on the notion that that's out of your control. Prepare yourself for the fact that it's going to do bad things. Figure out what you're going to do. Divert your resources in some of the way. The Free State Project, excellent thing to look into, obviously. But do something, but not that. Quit wasting your time that way.
You're welcome to chime in here with your thoughts at 800-259-9231. There was a great article over at LouRockwell.com about Prepare to be Betrayed by Lou Rockwell,
right.
The guy that runs the site. And it's all about, and maybe we'll share it at some point here, but it's all about this idea that these people that are doing these tea parties are somehow going to be looking out for you. The elections that will happen here in 2010, that the handful of newbies that will be swept into office by the Tea Party folk are going to somehow do something, this pledge to America, or what was it called last night, the plague on America?
The plague on America.
is going to do something to change Washington, D.C.? Sorry, why haven't you learned? How many times do they have to do the same things to you before you figure out that you're having the same playbook run on you every 2 to 4 years? And I'm not saying you as in, you know, maybe you have figured it out. Maybe you have figured the scam out. But isn't it frustrating to look around at all of the rest of these people and see them just blindly thinking that this next candidate is going to be the one, that this next candidate is going to be this batch of
candidates? Sarah, she's so pretty, and she sold Alaska One the airplane on eBay. You know, and then you start looking and looking and looking at her, what the stuff that she supported and she was for, and you know, I'm not saying that there weren't some fiscally conservative things that the gal did, but by no means a savior.
Yeah. So there you go. 800-259-9231. Coming up here in the third hour of the show, still got the nudists versus swingers over in France. There's apparently some hubbub, some controversy. These two groups do not get along, and we will explain that. But
we think there'd be some kind of opportunity for some crossover there, but apparently
there may
not.
Be. But number two, we've got to get back to the actual email that we started out the show with here or earlier in the first hour from Seth. Asking about violence, number two question he has is, when is it strategically advisable to engage in violence against the state? And I would insert, instead of using the term state, the men and women who are violent in with it calling themselves a state. If ever, when is it strategically advisable to engage in violence against the state agents, if ever?
You know, I don't – I think that this is such a difficult question, right? So there's something that's more important to me than anything else on the planet, and that's my son Jack. And if the state agents wanted to come get him, statistically, I'm more likely to get him back if I don't put little big holes in little bureaucrats, right?
You're more likely to never see him again if you put some holes in those bureaucrats.
Right. I probably won't live very long.
You'd be on the run for a very short while, maybe, and then they'd get you, and they'd get Jack, and you'd never see him again, and you'd be in jail, and if you're lucky, you'd make it a jail.
Right. And so, therefore,
not likely.
If violence, and that's what we're going to call violence, if violence doesn't work in that, the most extreme circumstance for me, then I guess it's not going to work at all.
That's how I feel about it. I feel it is not only am I morally opposed to using violence in general, I also think it's practically a very poor idea because you will end up dead.
It's possibly going to end up dead, and I think that
and made to look like a crazy man.
And made to look like a crazy man. You won't be a martyr.
The news media will paint you as a Looney Tunes, and you'll have been painted as a man who killed heroes because the cops are heroes to the media.
Yeah, I don't think it's strategically advisable. I don't think there's really ever a case where it's strategically advisable. And I'm glad that it's being talked about in the terms of whether it's strategically advisable or not, because that takes it out of the realm of justifications, which I think are a completely separate issue and totally irrelevant to effectiveness.
I think what's effective and strategically advisable is getting people together and having them non-cooperate and having them gum up the system and refuse to obey. For instance, you brought up the Jews in Nazi Germany, Mark, and the question of whether or not they would, had they met the SS with clubs or in some way some violence, counter-violence to defend themselves, would that have changed things? You suggested that the SS might have been prepared to handle that.
SS was a government organization. You can darn sure believe that they were prepared to handle it.
One thing they couldn't do would be to handle mass noncompliance. If they, for instance, if the Jews hadn't dutifully reported to the cities to be concentrated in the first place there, then that would have made the Nazis' jobs of rounding them up that much more difficult. You know, don't wear the yellow star that they give you to wear, that kind of thing. Don't go along with the registration programs.
I believe they put them in the ghettos before that, so they would have known whether you were wearing your star or not.
Yeah, so don't go to the ghetto, don't report to the city, etc. Don't obey the state. Number three, hour number three is on the way. You take control at 800-259-9231. Free talk.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237.